Welcome back on 770 CHQR and More Than Money, and we are joined with Andrew McCreath, hedge fund manager, CIO, Forge First Investments. We've been working with him for years, Mr. Masson.
That is right.
And when we start hearing stuff about like GameStop, Robinhood, all these issues, we want to bring people who understand this a lot better than you and I do and bring some experts on the show. But there's a bigger problem. There's a bigger problem when it comes to what's been going on, and I think we need to uncover that.
Yeah, I would say, you know, there is some risk that exists, and Andrew, perhaps maybe you can give us a little bit more clarity on what you were thinking.
Yeah, and without going into great detail, because there's a lot of avenues that one can take it, the simple fact of the matter is the kind of activity that this recent mania has created generates concerns that clearing parties, which are responsible for clearing the trades between brokers, you know, a trade between CIBC and TD, like there's an end client, but that end client has an advisor like your great team at CIBC, and you have to clear the trade that you do with the other broker. And there's a concern that trades are not going to be able to be settled, that buyers and short sellers won't be able to post daily margins, and that concerns that brokerage firms won't be able to post minimum capital requirements. So that's where the potential is for a systemic issue, and that's why brokers stop trading these stocks. That's why brokers materially increase the margin on trading these stocks. And I find it impossible to consider that, given what we've learned over the last 25 years, something's not going to be done in short order to ensure that this does not become a systemic event. But I would urge all investors to stay away from this kind of trading. This is not trading. I happen to know that somebody from Wealthsimple was on BNN Bloomberg earlier today, and he was talking about the good part of this is bringing more people into the investing world. That is utter rubbish. This is gambling. You might as well go down to Las Vegas and
it's
gamble.
Casino.
This is
yeah.
ridiculous stuff. Investors should stay away from this. The other comment I want to make quickly, because I want to hammer that last point home. I find it impossible to think that regulators will not take any action to ensure that this does not become a problem. And the ultimate hammer is the SEC, which of course is the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States. And in the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, that created the SEC, there actually is a rule that prevents this kind of herd behavior. The question is whether they have the gumption to actually act on it.
And that's what we're going to find out over the coming weeks and months on what exactly they're going to do. It's already gone to Senate committee. They're already all talking about this politically.
It's the argument over the little guy. And that's what keeps coming back
and
up.
And I don't know if that's the actual problem.
No, I
agree. Think that's a spinoff of a problem.
It is.
And I think this is where we have to be cautious about what we do. Anybody listening to this show needs to understand that you need to get the advice. You need to get proper due diligence done before you invest. And like Mr. McCreath was saying, we got two Andrews on the show, so I got to give you guys your last names only here. Like Mr. McCreath was saying,
start with M, Hazel.
So it's this is casino playing, and so get the due diligence. I want to spend a few minutes with you, Andrew, on the portfolio at Forge First. You've been doing a great job last year, fantastic results considering all the volatility. You've been able to manage through this. A lot of people, and we've worked closely together for years now. We, you know, normally this type of a conversation or this type of issue would have been a steak dinner here in Calgary with you and me, and we would have talked about this. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we can't. So give me a walkthrough of what's happening in the portfolio and what signals are you getting of which way this market's going?
Well, first and foremost, I believe that this is just noise, and it will abate. Because I can't comprehend that regulators won't ensure that it abates. And consequently, we bought call options on the VIX index, which okay. is inappropriately referred to as the fear index, but it's an index that tracks volatility. And so we bought call options to hedge part of our portfolio in case volatility picks up. Other than that, it's regular day-to-day business for us, because our formula is pretty simple. We're bottom-up stock pickers, focused on fundamental analysis and free cash flow generation. And we go long and short publicly traded companies in North America, focused on mid and large cap stocks. So we believe that past this noise, the market is going to continue to be driven by three variables. First off, the Federal Reserve. Chairman Powell on Wednesday, earlier this week, made it quite clear that they are not taking their foot off the pedal. So the Fed continues to be all in. That's supportive for stocks. Mm-hmm. Point number two, as the economy opens up again, I believe that more people are going to want to do more business with each other. Yeah. And that includes traders of stocks. And consequently, as traders are more willing to trade with each other, there's greater liquidity in the marketplace. And as there's greater liquidity in the marketplace, volatility tends to go down. And that will bring more money into the stock market.
Interesting.
Point number three, interest rates. We don't have time to talk about interest rates. I'd love to talk interest rates with you sometime. And you know, viewers and listeners can look at my website, forgefirst.com, and read my commentaries where I do talk about interest rates. Mm-hmm. My bottom line is interest rates are going to remain low and supportive of stocks and supportive of all stocks. I'm sure your listeners, Faisal and Andrew, have read stories over the last 6 months that interest rates are going to go up enough that what the market calls long duration stocks, like the big tech stocks like Microsoft and Google and Visa and Amazon, are going to be hurt by rising interest rates. Rubbish. They're not. I think all stocks are going to move higher as a result of interest rates not going up. And so consequently, while we think cyclical stocks will outperform growth stocks over the next 2 to 3 months, I think that for the next few months, once we get past this noise, stocks will continue to grind higher. But ultimately, the market will reach a level, let's call it 4,000 for the S&P 500, where the forward prospects will not be equal for all. And at that point in time, I believe that some growth stocks will keep going higher. I'll call it the GARP stocks, growth at reasonable price. But that the GAP stocks, growth at any price, will start to fade. And then on the value, the cyclical side, I think some will keep going. I mean, we've owned CP Rail for several years, and they had a great quarter, incredibly well-managed company. We think that business will keep getting better because the cycle gets better. But bank stocks, generally speaking, I don't think interest rates are going to go up. I don't think the yield curve is going to go up. I don't think the demand for loans is going to go up a heck of a lot, other than mortgages. And so I think there's going to be greater what's called dispersion. In other words, differences in the forward return prospects of different stocks.
Andrew, we have to leave it there, sir. You and I can talk about this for hours, if not days. I would love to bring you back on, and let's talk about where this market's heading. Let some of this noise over Robinhood and GameStop kind of clear through and bring you back so we can actually get into the crux of where the opportunities lie to make money over the long term. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, both Faisal and Andrew. And great way to spend a Saturday morning chatting to you guys.
Thank you. We've been joined by Andrew McCreath, CIO, co-owner of Forge First Investments. You know, we're going to talk about the different pillars in a investment strategy you need. And we've been working with Andrew on one of our pillars the whole time. And so we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, there's a new movement happening. It's an anti-retirement movement. We're going to find out about this. So you got to join us after the break. You've been listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.